Well, General Motors says it's out more than $1.6 billion after investing heavily in electric vehicle manufacturing capacity that's now just sitting idle. And a direct result of the shifting federal auto policies under President Donald Trump, the automaker's costly setback raises new questions about the stability of EV policy and the future of U.S. auto investment. And joining us to break it all down is Keith Naughton, Bloomberg Auto Business Reporter. Keith, good to have you back on JR Morning.
Thanks, Lloyd. Thanks for having me.
So this $1.6 billion loss, it really jumps out, you know, especially for a company that is called electrification. It's like North Star. So how did GM get up, you know, end up with so much investment in EV capacity that's basically now just kind of sitting idle?
Yeah, they bet really big. You might recall that GM's CEO, Mary Barra, said that by 2035, GM would be an all-electric company. They really went all in because that was what sort of the market wanted 3 or 4 years ago when everybody expected EVs to really take off. Obviously, they have not. And GM is actually just the latest automaker to kind of retrench on its EV plan. You've seen that also with Ford and Nissan and others. It's just not going to be the growth market that it once thought was thought to be.
Is this new or novel, or is this how business works, where companies go all in on something and they realize it's not what the market wants? It's just this is a giant number because GM is such a big company.
Yeah, I mean, Ford, a year ago, you might recall, canceled a three-row SUV, electric SUV that it was going to build, and they took a similar impairment charge. So, you know, these big companies had to make big bets, and the bigger your bets back a few years ago, the better it was for your stock price. So they just kept increasing the price of poker, and now they find they have, you know, these EV plans that don't have a path to profitability.
I know GM is pointing the finger at the shifting federal auto policies under the president, but, you know, how much of the loss is like really policy driven and how much reflects the industry, you know, kind of miscalculating the EV demand?
Yeah, it's kind of a combination of both. We certainly saw that EV demand had cooled once kind of what they call the early adopters had bought their electric vehicles. Mainstream buyers balked at the idea of an EV, but they found them too expensive. There were concerns about the charging infrastructure. It just wasn't selling to kind of mainstream American buyers. And then along comes President Trump, and he takes away the $7,500 tax credit you got for buying an electric vehicle that went away last month. And he's also taken a different regulatory approach than President Biden. So there really aren't the cash penalties anymore for not meeting, you know, fuel economy and emission regulations that kind of drove the EV market before.
They still believe that EVs are in the future, right? I mean, it's not completely dead. So how do they keep the technology going if the world still wants it, even if our demand isn't high here, while, you know, hedging all these bets?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the electric vehicles have taken off in other places like China and Europe to a much greater extent than they have here in the United States. The Chinese have become really expert at building low-cost EVs. They're kept out of the U.S. market right now by a 100% tariff, but eventually they'll come. And the expectation with climate change is that you do need to find a way to have zero-emission vehicles to combat climate change. So that you can't completely retreat from that technology, or you'll find yourself behind the Chinese and the Europeans in years to come.
Speaking with Keith Naughton, Bloomberg Auto Business Reporter, here on JR Morning. And Keith, beyond the politics of it, I mean, is this also a signal that the consumer here in the United States just isn't ready to fully embrace EVs yet, whether because of cost or the infrastructure or range anxiety?
Yeah, all of those things, Lloyd. The average price of an electric vehicle in September was $58,000, which is more than the average price of cars in general, which was about $50,000. All of that is very expensive. There's an affordability crisis going on in the auto industry, and EVs are not really solving that. You know, companies like Ford and GM bringing back the Chevy Volt are trying to lower the price of electric vehicles in hopes of attracting a broader audience for them. But that's still yet to be determined.
I'm looking at this Reuters article that global sales of EVs and plug-ins rose a great deal. So the demand is there worldwide.
Yeah, I mean, particularly in places like China and Europe. So I have to say, even in those places, the growth rates have cooled. You're seeing more with hybrids and these things called extended range hybrids that have gas engines that don't drive the wheels, but just recharge the battery. And we're going to start seeing those in the United States soon too. Stellantis has a Jeep Wagoneer, EREV as it's known, coming next year. And Ford has said they're also going to have models like that. I think the way electrification is going to take off in this market is this kind of partial electrification.
And when you talk to people inside the industry, Keith, what's the level of concern about the long-term viability of the transition? Are we at an inflection point, you think, or a moment of recalibration?
Definitely a moment of recalibration, Lloyd. Ford CEO Jim Farley said last month that, the market for EVs will be way smaller than had been expected. He sees it being below 10% of U.S. sales. He just doesn't think there's the appetite for it. So with that kind of change, once upon a time, Ford and others and GM thought the market for EVs would be about half the market by 2030, now maybe 10%. So with that change, you really have to scale back on your plans to build electric vehicles and the batteries that drive them.
And if you're an auto worker, Keith, or a supplier, and you're listening right now and you hear that GM has this $1.6 billion setback, what does that mean for jobs and contracts and the manufacturing landscape in Michigan and across the Midwest?
Yeah, I would say, if you're working at a plant that builds internal combustion engine vehicles now, which once were seen as, going away, you're actually in the more robust part of the business. GM changed plans for its Lake Orion plant here locally. They were going to build electric pickup trucks there, and now they're going to build gas-fueled pickup trucks and SUVs. So, that will give that plant actually more stability. With the electric vehicle plants, you've seen lots of production reductions, shifts coming off. GM is going to go with one shift of the Bolt when they bring that back online instead of two. So there's just not as much growth potential in the electric vehicle operations, but there is plenty of growth in the traditional internal combustion engine plants.
Keith Naughton, Bloomberg Auto Business Reporter, always a pleasure having you on and getting your insight. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Lloyd.
And coming up, Jamie, you have a story about phone etiquette that you wanted to talk about.
Yes.
So
Press on. Button needs to be on.
We're going to talk about that and more coming up next at 6:35 on JR Morning.